We're hearing the voices of the Trey Clegg Singers live at the prestigious Spoleto Choir Festival. The choir itself is new. It's only been around since March, but it has been a dream of Trey Clegg's for years. After a career of directing choirs in Atlanta's African American churches, Trey started this group as a harmonious vision of music and diversity. I spoke with Trey Clegg in advance of the concert this coming weekend for his singers, and I began by asking him if his vision for a multicultural chorus has aligned with reality.
It has just morphed into something larger than I ever even imagined, because of people's goodwill and enormous talent.
Well, I think you invite that. You had auditions for the choir back in August. What is the makeup of the choir now?
Now I've got 83 singers on the roster in the large group, and there are 24 singers in the chamber group. So I garnered 12 new members from the August audition, most of whom are professional singers. I might add, three of them are on the roster of the Atlanta Opera Chorus. And it is an exceptionally wonderful group. So,
now, this weekend's concert is titled March to Freedom. Why that theme?
Yes, ma'am. We are just literally days away from this pivotal presidential election in our country. And October also just happens to be the month of LGBT Pride here in Atlanta. And thirdly, the predominant makeup of the Trey Clegg Singers happens to be African American, who have many stories to tell as well. I just got this bolt of creative lightning to plan this particular program at this time.
So what music did you select for this March to Freedom? That sounds very serious.
So the program is three-pronged: songs of sorrow, justice, and hope. So we begin actually with the Circle of Life from the Broadway show of The Lion King, processing just as the cast does in that show. It's very exciting. And follow it up once we get on stage with the old slave song, O Freedom. And then into Songs of Sorrow, completely changing gears of genre and singing the Kyrie from the Vaughan Williams Mass in G minor. This is a very versatile group. And the Lacrimosa for the Mozart Requiem, talking about tears and sorrow. And then finally, the old spiritual, Sometimes I Feel Like a Motherless Child, arranged by the great modern African-American female composer Rosephanie Powell, ends that segment. And then we move into Songs of Justice with a civil rights cantata by Moses Hogan, His Light Still Shines, and an arrangement of Down by the Riverside, Going to Study War No More, arranged by Joseph Joubert, who's the musical director for Three Mo Tennas in New York. And then Songs of Hope features the spiritual There Is a Balm in Gilead by African-British composer Ken Burton, and another piece by Moses Hogan, I'll Make the Difference, because we're all trying to make a difference in this world with inclusion and counteracting hate with love.
Trey, for those who may not have heard you on WABE before or have not had the pleasure of hearing you perform in concert, would you tell us again your first encounter with this music? Because people can't see on the radio that you're a very sweet, handsome white guy who has this profound and long and storied relationship with the African American church choir community here. When did you first encounter this music?
As a child growing up in Fort Valley, Georgia, Middle Georgia, Peach County, south of Macon, which when I was growing up was 65-35% black white. My father was very active in the community. My father was the pastor of First Baptist Church there.
And a very progressive-minded one.
Yes, ma'am, indeed. My mom was a teacher and a professional musician as well. So my parents exposed my brothers and me to a diversity of musical styles and a diversity of people in this small town. And I dare say I spent more time on the other side of town from whence I lived, which is where the majority of my dearest friends lived, whose parents were professors at the historically black university there, and all my music teachers were African American when I was growing up.
The last time we spoke, you talked about something that concerned you, and that was a lack of diversity within choirs. What happens when you have a diverse group of people singing together?
First and foremost, it promotes conversations to start between people, people who may or may not engage in such conversations. We all know those different from us and talk to people different from us every day, but how well do we know them? How well do we know each other's backgrounds? How well do we know each other's cultures? We may know about them, but do we immerse ourselves in another's culture and embrace difference, not run from it?
And music is the commonality among your singers.
Oh, absolutely. And they are brilliant.
Well, Trey Clegg, congratulations. And thank you for coming back to City Lights. We look forward to your next visit.
Thank you. God bless you, Lois.